Hey, Triple Threat, and you're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. I'm Blake.
I'm Brianna. You're listening to our show, Triple Threat, which is a group of three people from 5T. We have a great show for you all today. We have games, a quiz, interviews, a very special song, and you won't want to miss, so make sure you don't go anywhere for this hour.
Hi, I'm Cardia. We are so lucky to be the fifth and final show from 5T. It's been a great year, and we get the honour of recapping the year and talking about Christmas.
Christmas!
I love Christmas.
Me too.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, just before we start talking about Christmas and all that exciting stuff, we better introduce ourselves a little.
Are you saying we're not interesting?
No, I just meant I think that we should introduce ourselves a little. They might want to know a little bit about us.
Great idea, Blake. Okay, I'll start. My name is Cardia. I'm 11 years old. Of course, I'm a part of 5T and Berwick Lodge Primary School. I love One Direction and music in general because I like too many different artists and bands. I can speak another language fluently and I love eating food. I love all sorts of food. Yeah, that's me.
That sounds interesting, Cardia. I love eating food too. I'm also a pig like you. I love food. Okay, Blake, your turn.
Hi, I'm Blake and I have two dogs. One is called Max and the other is called Nell. In my family, I have one sister and my mom. I like playing on my DS. I play Spyro, Shadow Legacy and Mario Kart on my DS. I play with Lego and my dogs.
That's awesome, Blake. I wish I had a dog. Okay, Brianna, your turn.
Hi, I'm Brianna. In my family, I have a mum, dad, and I also have two really annoying brothers. I have no pets, I love dancing. One Direction, Little Mix, and lots more things.
Okay, now that we have that all sorted.
Wait, we forgot to talk about our name and how we came up with our name.
Yeah, and we've got a brilliant intro riff. Want to listen?
Absolutely!
Hi, what's your sweat?
Awesome! Love it, nothing like a good intro.
So, did you want to talk about how we came up with the name?
Well, seeing that you came up with the idea, Cardia, why don't you share?
Okay. It's a little bit like Triple M. Seeing that there are three of us, we could be triple something. But then we were thinking we're a really awesome group and a threat to be reckoned with. So therefore, we decided to be called Triple Threat.
That's right. We're a threat and a force to be reckoned with. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop!
It's a shame that it's radio and our listeners can't see our great hand actions.
That's right. When we go whoop whoop, we use our hands and push them in the air, like this, whoop, whoop.
Again, sadly, listeners on the radio can't see what we're doing.
Well, listeners, feel free to join us when we are doing our whoop, whoops, because that's the kind of radio show we're going to have today. Can I get a whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop?
Excellent. So let's get on with the show. What do we do first up?
I think we should play a game.
That's a great idea, Blake. What game should we play?
I've got the most perfect idea. Let's play Guess That Song. Triple Threat style, of course.
Yes, brilliant idea. So, listeners, if you want to join our song, please call right now. If you think you're a bit of a music guru and know your music, call right now. We'll be right back after the song with the game. So don't go anywhere.
Listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM, Berwick Lodge Student Hour with Triple Threat.
You're listening to 97.7 FM, KC Radio Berwick Lodge Student Hour. We're Triple Threat.
Hi, we're Triple Threat.
We were just talking about what a great show we have in store for you all today.
Right now we're up to a game, Guess That Song, Triple Threat style.
I love this game.
Let me explain how we play this game. We play a snippet of a song and then our listeners have to guess what song it is.
What prize do they win?
Well, they get the glory of winning.
The glory of winning? Please explain.
Well, there's nothing sweeter than the glory of winning. It means you win bragging rights. You get to tell all your friends that you won, Guess That Song, Triple Threat style. You get to be the winner for the day.
Well, I guess that sounds pretty good.
Are you kidding? There's nothing more awesome than bragging rights and knowing that you're the champion. It's amazing.
Okay, let's do this.
I hope you are ready. You have to listen carefully because we're only going to play the first 10 seconds of the song.
Okay, listening carefully. 3, 2, 1.
I love this song. This song was my choice. It's a pretty old song.
Oh, it looks like we have a first caller.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
You guys need harder songs.
We're so sorry. We thought they were pretty hard.
Well, not for me. I'm Zach, by the way.
Well, it may be hard for some people, Zach. Let's see.
Is it November Rain by Guns N' Roses?
Yes, you are correct.
Told you it wasn't too hard.
Okay then, how about this one?
Listen carefully.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Gosh, that's another old song. I don't know whether you can get it, Zach.
Way too easy. It's Can't Touch This, of course.
Fantastic. You are correct again, Zach.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Looks like you're the winner of our first round. Time to get another caller for our second round.
Yes, then the winners from both rounds will play off with each other to see who will be the ultimate winner.
We have another caller. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a champion at this game.
Oh, great. Another one.
Or so he thinks. This is pretty tricky, Sam, so listen carefully.
That's a really, really old song.
I thought you were a champion at this game.
I am, but only with current songs. Oh gosh, I know the singer, it's Michael Jackson, but the song, gosh, is it Black or White?
No, good try though.
I'm so sad.
Never mind, you might get another chance later on.
But I wanted to have the glory of winning.
Oh well, bad luck, Seb. Until next time, bye.
Looks like we have another caller. What's your name, caller number 3?
Hi, my name is Courtney. I will try my best to win this next round.
Well, it's pretty hard, but good luck.
Listen very carefully to this next song snippet.
Loves this song. Oh, it's
do it for your dad, Courtney.
Oh, I know it. It's Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Yay, congratulations. You got it right.
Yes. Am I the winner of this round?
Not quite. You need to get one more song.
Bring it on.
Listen carefully to this next song snippet. Are you ready?
Yes. By Queen.
Yay, you won again. Looks like you're the champion of this round.
Yay!
Okay, looks like we're gonna have the grand final championship round next.
Hi, we're Triple Threat and you're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
Welcome back. You're just in time to listen to the grand final championship for our game. Guess that song Triple Threat style.
Yes, it's a brain-biting grand final between Zach and Courtney. Both have won their rounds and both are amazing at guessing the songs.
Especially these songs. We didn't tell our listeners, but they're pretty old.
I like old songs. My mum likes old songs. They remind me of her. Not that she's old or anything, but there's just something about the classics.
That's true. There's something about the classics.
Okay, Zach, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. And I'm ready to win this game.
Courtney, our other champion, are you on the air?
Yes, I'm ready too.
Okay, this is another oldie, but a real goodie. So listen carefully, we're only going to play one song, and the winner of this song will be the champion of the game.
3, 2, 1.
I've paid my dues, time after time. I've done my sentence.
I know.
Zach, you were first to speak up.
I know it too.
Sorry, Courtney, I had Zach first. This is for the championship, Zach. What do you think the song is?
It's Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Oh no, Zach, you're so close.
That means Courtney gets to have a free shot. What's the song?
Whoa, this song is another of my dad's favourites. It's We Are the Champions by Queen.
Yay!
Congratulations, Courtney. You are today's winner.
Yay! Thank you. I'm so happy.
Yes, you are the champion, just like the song.
And you get full bragging rights.
That means you get to tell all your friends that you are the winner of Guess That Song, Triple Threat Style.
Oh, whoa. Thank you so very much. That's wonderful. I'm so happy.
Thanks for being on our show, Courtney. It has been wonderful.
That was a great game. So what's next on our agenda?
Let's talk about Christmas.
Oh, I love Christmas.
What does Christmas mean to you? That's what I want to know.
Great topic and great question. For me, Christmas is the time I get to spend with my family. Of course, I love getting presents from Santa.
What are you hoping to get this year?
I'm hoping to get a Nintendo 3DS with Professor Layton 5.
That's so cool.
DSs have really evolved through their time and they're pretty cool.
What about you guys? What does Christmas mean to you?
For me, Christmas is also a time I get to spend with family. We get to share stuff that has happened during the year. I catch up with Nana and Pop, my aunties and uncles, cousins, and some close friends. I don't get to see them very often during the year, so it's always nice to catch up. I love Just Blake when I get lots of presents and food.
Oh my gosh, I love food. We have Christmas food, but get this, I don't really celebrate Christmas.
What?
Seriously, I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm Russian. And we don't really celebrate Christmas because we have our own Christmas on the 7th of January.
What?
So what we do is we basically go to church. We don't really have presents. We don't really have special food. We just go to church. We celebrate New Year's more than everything else.
What?
It's like your Christmas. We get presents during New Year's time, we eat special food. Or actually, we just eat Christmas food, as in your Christmas food during New Year's instead. We still have a Christmas tree and everything.
What?
Seriously, you guys, not everyone celebrates Christmas in the same way. It's different for lots of different people.
Sorry, Katia, I just had no idea. I didn't know that people celebrated it differently.
I've never heard of someone celebrating it like that before, but it sounds nice. It sounds like the most important things about Christmas is still being remembered during your type of Christmas. Look, you still spend time with your family and you still get presents.
Yes, so it's still like the same. I only get 2 presents though, which is terrible.
I get heaps. Lots of small things though.
Well, I guess I get 2 big things.
I just get a bunch of different stuff, like clothes, books and games. Every year there's one present I always get, which is a chocolate orange.
That's funny.
They're so nice.
Yum. You're lucky.
They're just like oranges. Just thinking about it now makes me hungry.
Well, before we get too lost in all of this, why don't we get some callers in to chat about what Christmas means to them?
What a great idea, Katia. I had no idea you celebrated Christmas like that, Katia. It's cool.
Aw, thanks, Blake.
How about we break to a song? Then, if you've got some stories to share, please call up now.
Great idea, Bree.
Hi, we're Triple Threat. You're listening to Casey Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the Road College Student Hour.
Welcome back. You're listening to Triple Threat on 97.7 FM Casey Radio. Road College Student Hour. We were just talking about Christmas.
Christmas!
Can I get a whoop whoop for Christmas?
Whoop whoop!
Yeah, we were just talking about what Christmas meant to us.
Yes, and we asked for a few callers.
Look, Lux, we have a few. Caller number one, what does Christmas mean to you?
Hi, I'm Seb.
Oh, hi, Seb. Thanks for trying to play Guess the Song before. It was lovely to have you on.
Oh, please, don't bring that up again. I didn't win.
I know, but the main thing is you tried.
Yes, I guess so. Thanks.
So, Seb, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, getting together with my family, going to my nana's and just having a great time.
Oh, cool, Seb. What are you hoping to get for Christmas this year?
Well, I want another iPod because my other one doesn't work. So basically, I'm just going to get that because it costs like $200.
What? So you mean you already know what you're getting for Christmas?
Yeah, I saw my mum buy it, so...
That's cool. I want a new iPod as well. Mine has serious problems.
Yeah, but that's not what Christmas is all about, of course. It's not just about getting presents. It's all about family and friends and being thankful what you have and what you get.
Aww. That's nice, Seb.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. You know what? You might not have been the champion for Guess That Song, Triple Threat style, but you are a champion in our eyes.
Aww. Thank you, guys. That's the kind of thing that makes Christmas so special.
Thanks for calling, Seb.
Bye, guys.
He's emotional.
Yes, but he did say some nice things, didn't he?
He sure did.
Look like we have another caller. Caller number two, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone. I just love your show, Triple Threat. It's great.
Hi, Courtney. Are you just saying that because you won the game?
No, really. I just love listening to you guys.
Aw, thanks, Courtney. So what does Christmas mean to you?
It's my favourite time of year. I spend lots of time with my family. We have Christmas lunch together and we get to open presents, and there's just something special about the whole feeling of the day. In fact, the whole month, with all the Christmas trees everywhere and lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. It's cool spending time with your family and opening all your presents.
Before I go, I just want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope everyone's Christmas is filled with love above all else.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant! Thanks, Courtney. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you too.
This is making me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, this is nice.
Shall we take another caller?
Yes, please.
Caller number three, you're on the air. What's your name and what does Christmas mean to you?
Hi, I'm Zach. Christmas means seeing all my friends and family, playing games with my cousins, eating all the festive foods, and most importantly, getting all the presents.
Well, that sounds fun. What presents do you want to get this year?
Maybe a computer, maybe some Xbox games. That's probably about it.
I love Xbox. What sort of games do you want to get?
Maybe Need for Speed.
What's that?
It's a car racing game.
Sounds great.
Maybe if I get a laptop, I can get Minecraft on it.
No, not Minecraft. Oh my goodness. Everyone in the grade know it. All the boys in the grade love Minecraft.
Well, except for Seb, JD and Keenan.
It's a great game. You guys should get into it.
No, thank you. Thanks for calling, Zach. Unbelievable. It's like we have to talk about Minecraft at least once every radio show.
Well, you know you girls like to talk about One Direction all the time, and that always seems to get into our scripts every week.
Well, that reminds me. Let's have a One Direction song.
What?
Yes, what a great idea. Shout out to all the Directioners out there.
Yay, I love this song.
Me too. It's called More Than This. It's a slow song and it shows another side of the boys.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this song.
Yay!
Hi, we're Triple Threat and you're listening to KC Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
Welcome back to 97.7 FM, KC Radio, Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
Just because Cardi and Brianna would want this, let's get a whoop whoop for One Direction.
Whoop whoop!
So we're talking about Christmas. We have a very special song to share with everybody.
Yes, I'm so excited about this song. We wrote it ourselves.
Yes, please bear with us as we sing it for you. It's a special shout out to all our friends in 5T. It has been a great year.
We have become really good friends in our grade. We share lots of special 5T things. That's just for 5T. So we wanted to celebrate this by making a song that represents 5T as a whole grade.
Are we ready, everyone?
Please be kind. We aren't professionals.
One, two, three.
Jingle bells, Miss Danielle, is a $20 rule. Because your kids are being so loud, it's louder than a zoo. Hey! Jingle bells, Jared just got fined. Connor's standing on Caitlin's desk, but Caitlin doesn't mind. We're sitting on the floor, and Jackson starts to talk. Then Tyson starts to say, Chuck Norris is here to stay. So Brody starts to work, and Seth just sits and smirks. Tanisha likes to dance, and Keenan went to France. Oh, jingle bells, Josh is a Minecraft freak. He likes to play with Kane and Zach, they're also a bunch of geeks. Oh, jingle bells, Corey hurt his nose. He now has black eyes and his face is blood all over his clothes. Kayla just came to school, Layton says he's cool. Lauren tells good jokes, and Megan likes to poke. Carrie cooks a berry with a hairy little fairy. Victoria likes to run, she thinks it's lots of fun. Oh, jingle bells, now it's Cardi's turn. She likes 1D just like the other girls, and she wears a lot of pearls. Oh, jingle bells, Laura tells Courtney lots of things. She likes to dance in her pants, she likes a lot of rings. Now it's time for recess, Blake likes to play with Reese's. Mervyn wants to play. Brianna likes to say,
hey,
Minnie's very nice. She likes to play with mice. She's friends with Newbie Subie. He thinks he's rather groovy.
Oh,
jingle bells, Lockie likes his games. Darren likes to find us lots, we think that's rather lame. Oh, jingle bells, Victoria has good mates. She thinks that the party's really cool, we all are very great.
We were going to talk about the end of school.
It's bittersweet.
What do you mean?
Because most of us are split in our grades. Although we still hang out with each other at recess and lunchtime. It's not the same. I think we'll all miss each other.
I know for us in 5T, we've really grown close and have become really good friends. I think we still will be close friends.
I have a few friends in my grade next year. But who says you can't make new friends?
I'm really lucky because I have three of my closest friends.
I'm in your grade.
Now let's talk about the teachers leaving.
It's so sad to see the teachers leave.
Just to refresh your memory, these teachers are leaving next year. Mrs. Pope?
Oh, Mrs. Pope. She's such a nice and caring teacher. She's so easy to talk to and we've been lucky she's in the grade 5-6 area.
Miss Giacotto? I remember her in the performing arts room. She was a really good teacher. She played the piano. She could play the guitar as well, I think. She interacted with all of us kids, and I remember her playing the Simpsons theme music on piano. It was so much fun.
Let's see. Miss Park. She's a very good music teacher. Every time I see her, she has a smile on her face.
Aww.
That's so nice. Who's left? Mrs. Cripps? I heard she's leaving. I got to work with her in grade 3. She's so nice and caring. She's really easy to talk to. And when she was working with the grade, she was always helping. And if we didn't understand something, she would help us and explain it to us.
Oh, then there's Miss Musa. I was in a maths group last year. She's a really fun teacher and she's actually really funny and we can talk really well. As in students can talk with her and have a normal conversation with her. She'll be missed. Who else is there?
Miss Denise. I will miss her. She's an ICRT, but she's a bit strict. I mean, teacher, but she's a bit strict sometimes. But that's how teachers have to be sometimes. She has been a CRT at our school for a while now. I'll miss seeing her around and having her next door.
I think the only teacher we haven't mentioned is Mrs. Whitelord.
I didn't really have her as a library teacher. We had Mrs. Cook.
Oh, Mrs. Cook, that's right. I forgot about her. She won't be there either. I really like her.
She had some really fun activities, like making the Terracotta Warriors, the Great Wall of China, and we got to be in the nice bird building.
Oh, it's so sad when the teachers leave.
At least we have brand new teachers coming to the school.
I can't wait till I meet the teachers.
Brianna and I have a new teacher. Her name's Miss Tappy.
And she's nice.
Yeah, and I think she's really pretty. Next year will be really fun.
So, Blake, what grade are you in?
I'm in Mr. Kelly's.
Mr. Kelly is an awesome teacher.
All of the teachers are amazing, though.
so we all should be grateful about who we get.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still really happy that I got Mr. Kelly.
And we're happy that we got Ms. Happy.
Well, I think that we all are happy that we got the teachers that we got.
Well, I am.
So am I.
Well, I think that all is all sorted.
Now it's time for a break.
Berwick Lodge Primary School, a great government primary school located in the heart of the city of Casey. Established for over 20 years, we offer a comprehensive curriculum with an edge, global partnerships with other schools, coaching programs for students, and extension programs for talented kids in ICT are a few examples. Why not give us a call on 9707 1766 and we'll be only too happy to provide you with a personal tour of our wonderful school. Another Casey Radio sponsor.
You're listening to Casey Radio 97.7 FM. Welcome back to the Berwick Lodge Student Hour, and we're Triple Threat.
Welcome back to 97.7 FM Casey Radio Berwick Lodge Student Hour.
So while we're speaking about countries, what countries have you been to?
I've been to Germany, Italy, Russia, Kazakhstan, Bali, New Zealand and Thailand. I think that's all.
I've always wanted to go to Italy.
Okay, my turn. I've been to Paris and England.
I'm jealous. Why can't I go to England?
I haven't been to any countries, but I've been to Brisbane, Sydney and Tasmania.
That's better than nothing.
Anyway, before we go, we are very privileged to have an interview with the school captains for next year in our very own grade.
Yes, how exciting. We are so lucky. We had done some great leadership training in 5T and we ended up with both the boy and the girl school captains.
Let's give a big clap for Keenan and Brody.
Yes, congratulations on being school captain. We are very proud of you two.
Seeing that we have you in our class, we thought we would interview you. Thanks for being on Triple Threat.
That's okay. It's good. Okay, question number one. How have you been feeling the past 2 days?
I've been really excited. My parents have been really excited for me and it's just been great.
Did you have any idea that you will be getting school captain?
No, I didn't. My parents kept a good secret and, I didn't have a clue.
How will you try to top the standard the school captains have produced this year?
I'll try my hardest, but the best thing I can do is just be myself and hopefully I top it. If I don't, I don't.
Why did you want to be school captain?
Well, let's see, I wanted to prove to all the teachers that I could make a change and make a good role model.
How are you feeling about having to work with people like Mr. Grosak and Mrs. Naismith?
At the start, I was probably a bit nervous, but any new challenge that the leadership role will offer me, I'm excited.
Are you excited about meeting new people and the interviews you will surely be doing?
I've always looked up to the school captains and I've always wanted to do an interview and meet new people just like them.
Did you have a big celebration afterwards?
I think I rang like everyone in my family and they all said congratulations and I saw them the other day, so they were all really supportive and yeah, it was really nice.
Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's okay.
We had so much fun.
Thank you, school captains.
Thank you for joining us in the studio for the first ever school captain interview for 2013.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, looks like it's time to wrap things up now.
Aww.
I know, right? The radio show business is a lot of fun.
Okay, well, I just want to give a special shout out to 5T. Thanks for being a fantastic class to be a part of.
I've had a blast. It's been great fun.
Until next year, Will, this is 5T signing out on behalf of Berwick Lodge Primary School. Thanks for listening to us. It's been a blast.
Can I get a final whoop whoop for the year?
Whoop whoop! Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. I hope you get lots of presents.
Merry Christmas and hope that you'll get to spend some much needed time with family and friends. Let's get our buddies from our show to finish it off.
Hi, everyone, and bye. It's been fun. 2012 has been a wonderful year for me. I've enjoyed being with tremendous Miss Tan and all my tremendous friends.
Hi, it's Courtney. Thanks. It's been fun and it's been my favourite year in primary school. I will always remember 5T.
It's Zach. It's been a great year and I've made lots of new friends. And I've gotten better at maths and I've enjoyed having Miss Chan as a teacher. And that's pretty much it.
It really has been a wonderful time for not only me, but everyone else as well. I will remember all my wonderful friends and all the fun times I've had. This year so far has been my favourite.
This year has been fun and enjoyable, and I have liked being in the class and making new friends and doing lots of fun activities.
And finally, it's me. I think this year has been a great year, with especially all the fun stuff I've done this year. I've also enjoyed doing stuff with my friends and making new friends. I think this has been one of the best years I've been at school.
Memories. We will cherish this year forever.
Totally agree.
Okay, now it's time to really go now.
Okay then, see you all later.
Bye.
Ciao.
Catch ya.
Au revoir.
Ta-ta.
Toodles.
Paka.
Bye. Bye.